People want to find peace immediately, but the only way you'll find real peace is by going to war with yourself every single day.
The real battleground is in your mind. That's where the fight is. You lay down with it, you get up with it, you go to work with it. It's not haters, it's not enemies, it's not liars, it's not backbiters, it is you. You're the only one who can stop you. And I need you to make a declaration right now. No more excuses. This moment right here is the last time you let yourself off the hook.
You've got to become obsessed with improvement. Every day you got to get better.
There are those of you who buy a new piece of tech every time a new one is released. Every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. You are constantly upgrading your technology and you've not upgraded yourself.
You got to level yourself up every single year, every single month, every single day. You should always be striving to do better than you did last time.
So many of you say, I want to be a millionaire. I want to graduate at the top of my class. But your value system says you believe in relaxing more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you'd rather party than become successful. Your value system says you're a consumer and not a producer. And if you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change.
The secret is, make a plan, execute the plan, become obsessed with the plan and make it your entire life from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed for 20 fucking years.
It's the day-to-day disciplines. It's the eating the meals, doing the workouts, doing the best you can in your career, doing the best you can for your family. Those are the things that are going to create your superpower so that you can go through life being an unstoppable force.
Most things that never get done because they never get started. There is no perfect time to start. You got to start now with changing your life.
Stop sitting on the fucking bench and get in the motherfucking game. Let's make this the year where we stop that shit.
Years of mediocrity is what causes people to be bitter. If you want to get around bitter and complaining people, get around people who are not seeing much activity. They're bitter, they're complaining, they're cynical, and they're jealous because nothing is happening, because nothing is going on in their life. And if you want to stop that from happening to you, wake up in the bed and know what you're going after. Get up out of the bed with an agenda.
When you have an agenda, you don't spend time worrying about how you feel, because it doesn't make a difference how you feel. You woke up with something to do, and if you don't start changing your attitude, you will miss your altitude.
The problem is not the condition, it's a matter of discipline. There is no shortcut to excellence. You gotta force yourself to get up and get it done every day of your life. Commit yourself to executing on the plan on a daily basis, no matter what's going on around you. Stop hoping, stop wishing for great things to happen to you and get up and work for them. Make them happen. Take full ownership of your time, of your mind, of your day. It is the struggle. It is the wrestling. It is the pulling. It is the trial. It is the temptation. It is the stumbling and falling and getting back up again. It is the aggravation and the intimidation that gives you foundation to create a legacy. It is worth it to look bad for a little while and come up looking good for a lifetime, than to look good for a minute and come down in a flash. And in order to do that, I've got to become disciplined. I've got to go through some struggle. I've got to get used to suffering, because the lifestyle I'm building, it can't be instantly obtained. It takes that blood, sweat, and tears of commitment. I learn in the doing. I learn in the fight. My strength tolerance increases. My ability to handle pain increases. My wisdom increases. I become tougher. I become stronger. I become more and more of an unstoppable beast.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody is willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish. and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want. When you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you're going to have a cold day in hell before you take it from him.
You can't be good and be a legend. You can't be great, really, and be a legend. You got to be phenomenal. I want you to push for legend. It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do, and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggone helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. When nobody knows what you're doing, when you're putting in those extra reps, when you're watching those videos and you're getting inspired, when you change your music, it's the process that makes you sweet. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day, and you gotta not only operate in them, you gotta do it quick, you gotta do it fast, you gotta do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else, they're on the same path that you are. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it, and sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood, but you just gotta do it what? You gotta do it faster than they do it. You gotta do it quicker than they do it. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because if you're getting up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You might have more privilege than me. You might have more resources than me. You might, but I'm gonna get up earlier than you, and I'm gonna do it faster than you do it. So by the time you get up with all your resources, by the time you get up with all your privilege, by the time you get up with all your stuff, I've already finished the race. Are you hearing me? It's hard. Yep, it's hard. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. It's weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough. Listen to me. This is how you do it over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed. We wrote the dream down. We slept the dream. We ate the dream. We rehearsed the dream. We looked at the dream. We talked about the dream. We slept with the dream. We woke up to the dream. We wore the dream. And now, boom. It's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming, keep looking at your dream, keep focusing on your dream, keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member at benlionelscott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.